This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This is our last show of this year, of this incredible...
What?
Year of
let's meet back here Monday. Come on,
fabulousness.
I'm just kidding. I'm not coming.
No, me neither. I am.
When I say coming, I mean just sitting here at home. But you know,
right? Coming to the meeting. Coming to the Zoom meeting.
Right. Yeah.
Which is basically what I think this broadcast is. I mean, the fact that we can all see each other every morning is. I think we're starting to, you know, really take it for granted that. Because I wonder if there must be people who are doing it without a Zoom meeting, right?
Radio?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Ooh.
I don't know.
How hard would that be, right? I mean, you know, we wouldn't be able to see each other, hold up our hands like, oh, I want to, hello, I have a question.
Well, you make you make it work however you got to, right?
Right. Exactly.
You want to hear something weird?
Uh-huh. Always.
The other day, it was between us, right? Because
this actually
made me feel really weird.
Stays here in the Zoom.
Four people on the Zoom meeting, baby.
So yesterday, like I've been in the middle of sort of repainting Christina's office, sort of get it cleaned up.
Yeah.
There's guilt now that I basically have taken over for the first half of the day.
Yeah.
So anyway, in the process, a couple things have sort of come out of the closet in here, look at this, and you know, moving things around. And she has this picture, this black and white of her and a friend, and they're both very pretty girls. And I looked at the picture, and I'm like, oh, hey, hottie. So I put it up, like, right here on my desk, and I'm like, I'll just look at that for a while.
Oh, that's nice.
And then I went and found a frame of some other picture that she had laying around, and I put it on top of that, not opened it up, but, you know, it's on there, right?
You mean it's just laying on the frame?
It's laying on top of it.
Okay, it's not actually framed. It's
no,
on
I didn't
a frame,
actually, right. I just
frame.
Sort
Got
of
it.
Lazily put it in there and then Got put it. The picture up. So I'm like, now I can see the picture over on this shelf unit, and I think it's great. So I'm saying that to the missus. I'm like, God, that picture's really great. And she goes, yeah, that's high school photography class. And I'm like, well, I don't know if I'm okay looking at that thing anymore. Like, what?
Oh.
You're in high school?
You're fine, Vinny.
Are you sure?
I am. You wound up married to her. You're not creeping on some random high schooler who's 16 years old. Like, don't. I wouldn't worry about it.
But I can't. I mean, she looks like a grown-up in the picture. I'm all, but you look so grown. And now I'm, like, at the dinner table choking on my own food for a couple reasons. Mm-hmm. One of which is I have no idea how old she is in this photo. Like, that's, I guess. I don't know what to make of it.
Well, let's call it 18. She was 18 in that photo. Okay. Let's go with that. That's our story, and we're sticking to it.
Jesus!
I suppose you could ask her what year she was in.
I don't want to ask any more questions. I'm just getting rid of the photo.
Why would you get rid of it? You like the photo. It's a pretty photo of your lady.
Mm-hmm. When she was in high school. Shouldn't I have known that? What kind of perv can't tell?
People, look, there's 15-year-olds who are Zoom. Hello. Yeah. There are people who are 15 years old who are supermodels, and they put makeup on them, and they look like fully grown women. Like,
yeah, she's got makeup on in the pic, so she doesn't look like a high school girl.
She's not like a 12-year-old in overall standing by the river.
What? I don't know how I feel about it. Well, yeah, I do.
You can feel fine about it. She's someone who you didn't know then. You weren't perving on her when you were 30 and she
was
18.
Still seems kind of wrong.
Are you 10 years older than her? 9 years? What are you older than her?
9. Yes.
So she's barely in her 40s. Oh, that's lovely.
I guess. I mean, I'm barely in my 50s, right?
Right. That's why I'm guessing she's barely in her 40s. Yes.
Right.
I'm still a 40-year-old at heart. You know, takes a few years to really get your head wrapped around the 50s.
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah.
50s. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I didn't want to go there.
I don't know if this is the right thing that I'm remembering, but when I lived in Los Angeles in, I think it was 92.
And you worked on KLOS, everyone.
I did. And I used to listen to Howard Stern all the time. And I remember he was turning 40. And I thought, Jesus, that is old. God, that guy is so old. He's been doing this so long. And I'm like,
that's a trip.
I know. It's so crazy. Because what was I at the time? 25? 24? 25?
20, is that when you were in L.A.?
24.
No.
Yeah. I was really young.
Were you in L.A. before Florida?
No. Florida first. 90, 91. L.A. in 92. When we went to St. Louis in 93. Yeah. Wow. I would have been 24 years old when I was 24-year-old. Sorry, Nicole, no offense.
In L.A., you were a 24-year-old in L.A.?
Yeah.
Those years don't, okay.
So I was listening to Howard saying he was turning 40, and I thought, oh, geez, boy, that guy, he's old enough.
Bummed, you're bummed, dude.
And now he's
sorry,
like,
loser.
Well, he's got to be pushing 70. I don't know how old he is, but he's... You know, it was almost 30 years ago, you know, because what is it now, right? 90 was 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know how old he is, but I was surprised that he signed another contract.
I know, like a really long one, too, like 6 years or something, right?
He's 66.
Oh, he's 66.
But I do know that what I've come to realize as I've gotten older is many working people have spent their whole life working. And that's what they know. And that's their hobby, but also their love and their, you know, the way they make their money. And they don't, I think a lot of people, when they quit work, feel like, what else would I do?
Mm-hmm.
What else could I do to fill every day?
Well, it's funny because I think about that. Like, I'm like, oh, well, when I retire, I'll just podcast. Like, well, that's the same thing. You know, is you're basically doing, you know, you're going to keep on working.
That's not retired.
It's not retired. Well, but it is like if you didn't have the same pressures of a daily show that you had to get up at 4:15 for, mm-hmm. you just, you know, I really love talking, clearly. And, right. You know, I mean, and to me, like podcasting would be hanging out with friends and maybe I'd get super sick of it and be like, I don't have to do this. But I don't know. It's like you always said, like, you know, you kick me out of here, I'll be standing on a corner with a wig and a megaphone.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
Just so in a way, it's like, I mean, the whole getting up early thing, which I think he still does. I have no idea if he like pre-records in the middle of the day, because wouldn't it be so nice if we could do this show at noon and then we'd have a regular life?
I don't hear him anymore at all. But what I thought was his deal is that he only does a few days a week.
I think you're right. I want to say he's got every Monday or every Friday off, and then he...
Yeah, I don't know.
And I listen to him on satellite sometimes because John has him in his car, and it seems like there are a lot of replays. I mean, he's got probably 50 years of audio that he can pull from, and then it seems like the cast of characters has really sort of risen. Like, I think he's trying to make it so that they can carry on after he's gone. Because I remember one time he signed a 5-year deal, and this had to be 15 years ago. He was all, I'm only doing this for you guys. You got 5 years to get your ass together, you know, because I don't want all you to be out of work. And here he is, you know, 15 years later.
And
going,
then
I'll
dad
do,
goes
I'll
right back
more.
On everything he said. And that's they not the way like, you were supposed to raise kids there, but okay.
Yeah. You got 5 years.
Right.
But he's still having fun, so. I guess, I mean, I hope he's having fun. I certainly wouldn't want to think that someone was, he doesn't need the money, right? So it must be fun.
Yeah, that's what that's my point. I think that, you know, there are, why was Dick Clark still showing up for work after all those years? Because he liked it.
Well, yeah, people like to feel relevant, like they're contributing. And I mean, I think it's great. Look, I love Howard, and he's the reason that I wanted to do morning radio. Like, I thought that is awesome.
Did you finish the L.A. story, though? Then what happened?
What do you mean, then what happened? I moved there in 92, and I moved to St. Louis in 93.
Oh, all right.
But if he's 66 now, like, that math's not really working.
Just
maybe
Google
I was
him.
Listening to him in 93.
I'm sure his birthday's public knowledge.
Yeah, and well, Bryn said he's 66.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Which doesn't really, it doesn't. Well, I mean, he would be 68 if he turned in 92. I don't know. So maybe I heard him in St. Louis, and I mean, it was 30 freaking years ago. But I remember they had thrown him a big party, and I was thinking,
and
Jesus,
he was old.
That
yeah.
dude's old.
That'd
he, and here I am, you
time.
Know, going gray, and, you know, hoping for many, many more. Like, as I heard him sign the contract, I'm like, yes, do it.
I didn't know. I guess I was confused about your timeline because I thought the Geneva years you were 21, right?
No, I was like 18, 19. Yeah. I was in Geneva in.
You were in bars before you could even be in bars?
I was. I was in that band in 86. I was in that band in 86 and 87. So when I was 19, 20, 21, like maybe almost 2 years. Because I turned late in the year, but 86 was the big year when I was 19.
And that's then, the year that you were doing your most work.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I went.
Did all those pervy guys know? Like, I'm sitting here still looking at this picture, going, Jesus, you're 17 or 18 here, huh?
Yeah, I was 19 when I was touring. I was 19 years old during my year of Slutdom. It was a fun year, man. I had a great time. And then, so that was 86, and then in 87. 88, I was working at this place called Radio. 88, 89, I was working at BCN in Boston. I on Charles Lockwood's Big Mattress. I was an intern, not paid, and so I had other jobs. I worked at this place called Radio New England Magazine. We did this, like, sort of wholesome Sunday morning PSA-style broadcast.
Wait, this is before the year of Slutdom?
After. This is like 88,
after
88,
year.
89.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. And then 89, I got together with John, and then we moved to Florida in like late 89, 90, 91, I lived there. And then 92, I was in L.A.
All right.
I know, the timeline is it's just so funny because you're so in it. Like in your life, you're just, this is it. Here I am. This is what it will. And then the time just goes screwing by. Like where have all these years gone? It's incredible to me how it's 2020, which is the worst year of all. Like, if you knew you were waiting on the worst year that would ever happen, well, that 2020, that's going to be a humdinger. That's what old people say, humdinger.
Yeah,
so,
it really is.
Yeah, I'm looking for 2021.
Really is a humdinger.
That is the word. What else can you, like, where did he go? Oh, his head is down.
It really, really is. You're right.
Mm.
A humdinger.
Right. I actually can't wait to put a little distance between us and 2020. Even 2021. Yeah. Like, look, I mean, even though there's a light at the end of the tunnel now, it's kind of a ways off. John was going last night. He goes, I'm thinking in August I'd like to rent a house and see everybody back in Massachusetts. I'm like, August? What are you talking about? Like, who knows if we'll be inoculated? Like, you want to put a deposit down on a house that we might not, like, what?
Our vacation is locked for next Thanksgiving. It's happening.
Good. But I think that's a reasonable time,
we're doing
right?
It. Well,
is that when you're going to go?
It is not that much farther than August.
I know. But they're saying, you know, I said that the pandemic was going to end on June 1st. Of course, I was being hilarious. That's, you know, that's the end date. But there is no guarantee that we'll all be inoculated by then. As soon as I'm vaccinated, I'll be willing to travel and be willing to do this stuff. But I just don't, you know, I was like, I don't know if I want to. Let's see how it shakes out. Let's have this conversation in, say, March. Hmm. You know, that seems a little bit closer to knowing what the reality of the summer is going to look like. But I would think by Thanksgiving, you'll be good to go.
I would say that I want to agree with John. But while you just reminded me, though, that so John's hit song went wide yesterday. How was the response? Did you guys celebrate with great more likes on the Johnny Mosley pod than ever before?
Yeah, so we let it be just on Johnny Mosley pod yesterday. We got about 100 new followers. Thank you so much to everyone. You know, big 100. Feel free at any time to follow at Johnny Mosley pod. It is a delightful feed. I should know. I'm basically the one who does it. I am delighted by it. So, and then today we're all posting it on our own social media. So what's up on mine? If you follow me and you, I don't know, you're too lazy to go follow at Johnny Mosley. I don't know what your deal is. You can see the video up there now. It's on IGTV, which you can't tag for some reason. Very strange. I don't know. I don't really understand the ways of Instagram.
I would have to say that is a new level of lazy if you can't drag your mouse across the screen to click on, or
I put
on
the
your
link
phone,
right there.
It's even
right.
Just point
at it, click it, follow it. Thank you. Thank you so much. And listen, while you're at it, follow all of us, would you? Mm. A lot of people following Alice973 who aren't following all of us. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, you guys. We're the ones who we even put the stuff up on Alice973. I mean, come on. We're the people you want to follow.
We built
Clarky
that
Clark, Vin Hassan, Brinny Boy, Nicole_DeJesu. That one's a pain in the ass. You got to come up with something easier.
DeJesu.
I'm working on it.
DeJesus is already taken. I looked it up.
Yeah, it is.
What about DE_Jesus?
I didn't
look
try that
one.
Okay.
See if that one's available.
A lot of these are taken for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's hard. You know, there's a lot of DeJesuses out there, mm-hmm. but only one Nicole DeJesus. Come on.
I'll think of something.
Or not. Or yeah.
just
or leave
just
it
leave
and
it.
Don't worry
it's
about
fine.
It.
Don't let Sarah pressure you.
Yeah, don't let me.
Handle.
I'm so silly. Why do I do it? Why can't I stop?
You know what you should do?
Whatever I say. Whatever I say next, that's what you should do. Here, let me be helpful. I'm sure
My
you'll love it.
My favorite part of that, though, is that you're so your mom, and yet you'll be like, Mom, don't tell me what to do. You know what you should do?
Yeah.
In the same, like, almost sentence.
I know. Well, look, don't they say that we become what we hate, you know?
I don't think you hate your mom at all.
Oh, I don't at all. But I hate some of the stuff that she does, and so it is horrifying when I find myself doing it. So thanks for pointing it out. I appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you, too. Oh, man. Remember when you, before you had kids, when you were subject to your parents' whims, and you thought, I'll never do that. I will never do that. And there are certain things that you don't do because you're, but then you find that all the other stuff is similarly styled and you have to make a real effort to break out of those.
What I am confronted with more often in my life is that because I was single without kids for so long and they're just fleeting thoughts. They'd come and pass right through my head and keep going. But there were plenty of times where I'd be like, you did that to yourself. I don't want to hear it. And now that I'm a parent, I'm like, I did not ask for this. What the hell? This is not.
You do it to yourself.
No, no. Nobody agreed.
That really hurts.
To this much all-consuming in your from a life you're already leading, now adding something that just takes over every single minute.
No, signed up for it.
It wasn't in the handbook at all.
Well, they didn't mention 2020, but a lot of things left that out. So cheers, Vin. You did it to yourself.
Man, I used to just... And then
Thank
we
you,
get
Radio
those
Head.
Texts occasionally from people who are me, single guy. But my thoughts really just did come and go. They get right down into the text machine and go, nobody wants to hear about your baby problems, Brandon Finney. What?
Oh, that's funny.
Boy, your time
well,
is going to come.
Too bad. Yeah. It's like I always say, you know, I tell you all about old age, but I don't want to spoil it for you. It's
Robert,
coming.
Is that Robert Plant? Your time is gonna come.
Your time is gonna come.
Don't worry. You think it won't, but it will.
It will. Just ask us. We didn't think it was coming either.
Right.
All right. We were young and cool, good looking. Look at us now. That's right. look into the future. Look into the eyes something? Of the future.
Yesterday, I had to deal with some phone calls, and I had to call PayPal because I got this thing that never showed up, and I have to send them after the company that didn't send it. They pick up, and I go, and it's this lady, and I say, "Oh, well, Merry Christmas," and she like choked on it. She's like, "Oh my God, thank you!" I was like. Oh, the people.
She must
be
right. They must be having a day.
Well, I mean, if phone line, help regularly gets beaten, or verbalized in a verbal way.
People are only calling because they got a problem.
Imagine 2020.
Oh, my God. I can't.
So, and she even at the end of our conversation, she goes, this time of the year is very stressful. Thank you so much for not taking it out on me. And I was like, oh, my God. What must be going
what
on
must
right
her
now?
Life be like? That's actually really sad.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I thought, holy crap. And you know what? You can't even call. Like PayPal is triple level detection work to get a damn phone number for them.
Ooh,
like,
what's that app you said, though?
Mm-hmm.
GetHuman.com.
Oh, I didn't even use that. I just used Google. But yes, there was another app that got you the number for a person. Yeah. For a bunch of different stuff. It's on our Facebook page, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called GetHuman.com. And we actually typed in intercom and boom, there was the helpline. Wow. I was like, oh, look at that. Who even knew we had one of those? I might actually call that. GetHuman.com.
Anyway.
No, I feel for people who do, like I've done some telemarketing and been on, I haven't done like customer service stuff, though that seems like the worst. Because the only reason, people don't just call to say hi. Or to ask to order something. They're calling because they have a problem. So they're already PO'd. And they've already been through the ringer trying to find the number. So you've already got a person
hours of
who's,
hold time possibly as well.
Right. So when someone, takes you out of your miserable life with a, hey, Merry Christmas.
I didn't realize.
Hi, other human on the line. We forget that these are people having a day too. You're contributing to someone else's S day. Spread the love.
Spread some joy today, everybody.
Yeah. Take a minute to consider how you could make the world a better place. And on that note, let's Christmas play a music. Song. We're going to play Christmas music all day.
Yeah.
Is that all we're playing? Or are we playing like... Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
I'd like to request Jerry...
Christmas. It's like Merry Christmas. It's really close. Mm-hmm. It's easy to remember. Jerry Christmas.
Oh.
We could play that at some point today. I would love to play that again. We also have...
So that's a no.
Well, I don't care. You guys can play it right now. But I feel like we played it at this time yesterday.
Oh, we did.
Today, you remember how in the last however many years, Alan Rosen from Bananas at Large, ding, ding, shame, mm-hmm. has been bringing in the high school chorus, and they would sing us some Christmas songs. So obviously, that doesn't work this year. So they recorded a couple songs for us.
Oh, they're not coming to your house?
They're not. I know.
Oh.
Normally, I would just,
too bad.
Have them over and it would be easy.
Oh, I
but
thought
no.
for sure that was the whole everybody in the... No?
Nope. Not everybody. Well, I could have them right outside my window, couldn't I? But no, they pre-recorded some things. They have finals today, a lot of them. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do a song at 7 and a song at 8. We'll hear some real life live recordings of Christmas songs.
Actual local kids.
Actual All local right. kids. The kids feeling the joy, even in this crap year. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.